James will now introduce the first of our selection of letters published in the Evening News this week.
We only have two letters this week, as the majority were on national or international, think nuclear weapons, Trump and Musk, rather than local subjects. But Frank Harold of Hingham highlighted a fraud that seems to be widespread at the moment. Just before Christmas, I received a text message seemingly from Every to say that I was not home when their driver had attempted to make a delivery and please notify them when I would be in. There would be an extra charge of 79p that I could pay now by providing my birthday and filling out the shown card details. No way, Jose, so I binned it. But initially had thought it was from Every. Beware.
Our second letter this week comes from John Martin in Holt. He wonders whether the Norfolk County Council could make savings within its subsidiary, Norse Group Limited. Regarding Norfolk County Council's 2025 budget proposals, logically, the council should also look to make savings within its wholly owned subsidiary company, Norse Group Limited. To all intents and purposes, Norse is the equivalent of another council department. For instance, does Norse need 8,000 employees? Should its chief executive be paid over £230,000? Why does it owe the council £14 million in borrowings? Should the loans not be called in now? Does it occupy underused premises? Can it be streamlined to make a profit for the council rather than operating losses of over £27 million in the past three accounting years? The residents of Norfolk are entitled to have these questions answered before they face an increase of 5% in council tax and enormous cuts in vital services.